You may ask questions at any time. I will do my best to address and also touch on it according to the presentation. Regarding the recreation entertainment outdoors, the updated plan includes the same 1,400 acres, which includes the UTV trails, 400 square foot multiple purpose buildings, community fire pit, and barbecue station and parking. The building includes a sales office, restaurant, restrooms, and conference center. The UTV trails are laid out to include various off-road vehicles. The parking lot is on the north side of the complex next to the road, which is what I was pointing out when I was aiming off of JJ. Okay, it's this little area right in here. Okay, and so the new map is presented, which I was showing you, displays on the screen, updates the latest. You really can't see it based on the pixels for that screen, but it's on there. I just wanted you to know it is submitted. Okay. Let's see. Going on to the utilities include state-approved fresh water well and septic system approved by the county, restrooms to meet the ADA standards. Security system includes cameras and will be installed. Okay. That's as far as recreation, entertainment, outdoors go. Is there any questions about that? Okay. As far as the campground and recreation vehicle park, the revised update plan has 20 RV spots, which we talked about. Per the Planning Commission's approval, the location is shown also on the maps that was submitted. Okay, as far as the shooting range goes, as shown on the map, which we pointed out in the bottom right, so the southeast corner facing north, is a 15-acre shooting area and is in the southwest corner of the property and is a 5-stand skeet range with shotgun only. The shot direction is north. There are no trails, campsites, cabins, or residents concerned in the northern district of the shot pellets. As indicated in the updated plan, the shooting area will be first there. Where the shooting area is, there will also be a first aid station, fire extinguisher, security cameras, and sound mitigation, tree, shrubs, and natural or a structural. As far as the night rental for cabins goes, according to the updated and revised plan, in requesting a permit for 10 cabins, we originally proposed 50, but further review of the project reveals an actual use of 10 is sufficient. The location of the cabins is on the north and south ends of the parking lot, as shown on the map. So, in a closer look, on the north side above the RVs, there would be a row of 5. Right in, yes, sir. Thank you. We'd be right in here, and all it's this area right here. Okay, so that'd be the cabins and cabins. Here's where the RV spots would be as well. Okay, and this would be the sales and business center right there.
Utilities included state approved fresh water well and septic system approved by the county with security cameras in place as well. Regarding the nightly rental and tent camping area, 15 sites are included in the updated revised plan. Access to the sites is by off-road vehicles. Campsites will be equipped with picnic tables, trash receptacles, and grill rings. In closing, we wanted it to be known that we appreciate those who are environmentally concerned and understand that any disturbance does have an impact. It's a question of how much. Our project involves a very limited tree removal, and the forest is left basically intact. Okay, we are measuring it out, and we're looking at. We're only really disturbing about
I think it's less than 5% of the actual 1,400 acre space. And so it is minimal. The Fox Creek Park, the Fox Creek Park will not have a substantial adverse impact on the environment or be an endangerment to the public health, safety, or general welfare surrounding the properties. The development of the park is not considered to have substantially or materially caused of substantial injury to the property value within the area as well. It is our opinion that the park could very well increase the value of the area with further speculation of developments. The development of the park will not impede the normal and orderly development and improvement of the surrounding properties. The park is compatible with the development of a golf course in the area, an airport, an existing shooting range, and a new proposed rifle range, all on JJ Highway, along with the nightly rentals of Hollister and Ridgedale. A driveway permit off JJ Highway to the park has been approved by the state of Missouri engineer, indicating an adequate ingress and egress from the highway to the park. Adequate safety to the park and surrounding area is addressed in the master plan, which includes security cameras, trail speeds, mitigating noise, first aid stations, and more, along with state-approved well and septic systems, according to the county. It is believed that the project will take 3 to 5 years to complete. Local contractors will have first priority. And I will entertain any questions the commissioners may have. Please go easy on me.
Your furniture
intends? No, sir.
Then why do you need a knife around for a hand?
That's a great question.
It's like the
space.
Understood.
Right.
Camping and tent camping. For the wastewater, how they're going to control the wastewater, and it's just part of the nightly rental part because they're charging to allow people to come in. It's not just, if they were just camping, then you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Any other questions?
Are all the trails, are they just strictly recreational trails, or is it racing?
No. Yeah, thank you. This is not a racetrack. This is a trail. That's a very big distinction. It's a trail. It's made for leisure. So we're looking at like 10-mile-an-hour zones there, you know. So this isn't anything that you would go over 25 miles an hour at the most at any point.
If I may, what's the economic impact that you foresee this bringing to the area?
That's a great question, and in all honesty, economically, I know it's going to benefit the area because we're catering to locals that, number one, have to drive elsewhere to go to other off-road parks, and there's several. There's three big ones, and another one was just opened about an hour and a half away from here. So, number one, we're going to keep locals local here. We're also going to cater to the tourism. And then we'll also hold events that are, planned and just prepared where, you know, a group can sponsor something and we can set it up and go out. So specifically, because we're so new to the area and the landscape of the market is so diverse with the three different ones I just mentioned. I'm not exactly sure right now. It would be a guess, but we do have a couple of very large groups, you know, in the area. We have hundreds of them that are reaching out to us and asking us to come out, and it's just local. It's just for them. That's just regarding the native. If we touch, let's say 1% of 1%. Of the tourism market, that right there would be a decent number. And so it's enough for us to want to put the park in and
cater to our local community, and then also give the opportunity for families. And that's what it's geared towards. It's geared towards families, which is going to be our biggest market.
Thank you.
Are you going to enforce speed limits on your trail?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's part of the noise mitigation, you know, along JJ. There will be stop signs at several places on our property, but like I said before, 10-mile-an-hour speed limits anywhere near JJ. The best thing about that, though, is this is so we're at it. We start off at about 1,800 sea level, okay, and we drop down to about 1,400. So that's about a 400-foot difference. So when we get anywhere away, and the majority of the trail, if you look here, the majority of the trail is away from JJ and it's away from Aspen. When you get into the trail, which is all internal, you're going to hear rustling of the trees more than you're going to hear anything else. That's just reality, because you're looking at a 400-foot decline, and then maybe you have over 10,000 trees in between. So as far as noise concerns go, our the only thing that we can do as far to mitigate that and just be extra vigilant is to put a minimal speed limit right along the edge near.
Are you going to have like advertised events, or is this just something where people come, they pull in,
Sure. There will be. We've already had some big Jeep groups reach out to us, and they're just like, when are you guys going to open? What are you guys wanting to put in the area? And so we have dozens of Jeep groups that want to come out and do a specialized event where it wouldn't be our main trail. It would be something that we have designed specifically for, you know, like a Jeeps.
What amenities are you planning on having in place before you turn a bunch of off-roaders in there? I mean, are you going to put your campgrounds in first? I want to know what happens before you open for business.
Sure. So right now, what we would like to see happen is this: that space right there is several acres that we have marked off the commercial entrance. Mm-hmm. It's enough space for somebody before we have running water and electricity out there. They could do a dry camping if they want to. They could bring their RV and they could, you know, stop it right there, and they can put out their own generator and they could go enjoy the property. So that's a decent sized space there. And so it's about 10 acres, I believe. And so along the main trail, we have camping sites that have been cleared out. So you've got your trail, and then it comes to a beautiful clearing, and then we have a space laid out for people to be able to camp at and just do tent camping. You know, it's minimalistic, really, and it's just a controlled environment where we can offer people to come and enjoy the beautiful nature there while they're having an off-road experience. And it's family oriented as far as that goes. So, you know, ultimately what we're going to have is we'll have, you know, full facilities of showers and restrooms, full facilities for everybody. We'll start off with porta potties and hand washing stations, and that which is ADA approved.
Well, it seems to me like you're going to have facilities before you turn people loose there. I mean, you know, and I worry about the shooting range, because I'm good friends with the people that have the shooting range in this county, and I know what the pellets do. You're going to use lead pellets, I presume, because they're considerably cheaper. They'll kill all the trees in the fall area.
Well, that would be the only designated spot where we would be able to do anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be a large spot. If you want to set it up, man, you'll have your shooting stations and all that. But
yes, sir.
And but you have that. I happen to know, because I did a lot of work for them when they were setting up, and and you're going to kill